Meta and YouTube found liable in landmark social media addiction trial. Who wants what and why from US-Iran peace talks? Prepare for turbulence, how a prolonged Middle East conflict could reshape how we fly. UN votes to recognize enslavement of Africans as gravest crime against humanity. We are in agony. Savannah Guthrie does first interview since mum's disappearance. Musketeer D'Artagnan's remains believed found under Dutch church. Marcos promises flow of oil. As Philippines declares energy emergency, men need to be perp walked after Epstein files release, US Congressman Massey tells BBC. Danish PM fails to secure majority in party's weakest election showing since 1903. Woman charged with shooting at Rihanna's home pleads not guilty to attempted murder. Dozens of bodies, mostly infants, discovered in Kenya, mass grave. Democrats flip Florida state seat that includes Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Talk show host Stephen Colbert to write new Lord of the Rings film. Estonia and Latvia say territories hit by stray Ukrainian drones. South Africa's police chief to appear in court over controversial health contract. Brazil's Bolsonaro gets temporary house arrest for ill health. We need more plumbers and fewer lawyers in the AI age, says BlackRock boss. Fearless. Mel Schilling, remembered by Married at First Sight co-star Meta, told to pay $375 million for misleading users over child safety. OpenAI closes Sora video making app and cancels $1 billion Disney deal. Graffiti conviction for Australian woman who stuck googly eyes on sculpture. Major player. In alleged mistaken identity kidnap of Sydney grandfather charged. Sara Duterte. Impeachment hearings start as political deathmatch heats up. BTS comeback concert on Netflix draws 18.4 million global viewers. Pilots killed in LaGuardia plane crash named. Journalists at Australia's national broadcaster strike for first time in 20 years. What are the US and Iran's proposals for peace? There's no safety anymore. Palestinians warn of expanding West Bank settler violence. In pictures, hunting lynx snatches top prize in photo competition. Has banning phones improved performance at Dutch schools? Everyday life in Asia is being upended by Iran war fuel crisis. Packed cinemas and whistling fans. A spy thriller sequel revives Bollywood. What Iranians make of the possibility of talks to end the war? Iran war shows norms of international conflicts have been overturned. Cuba's mothers-to-be prepare to give birth in a country plunged into darkness. A committed pharmacist and a homesick blogger, the Iranian civilians killed in the war. UK universities flock to India, but will they succeed? Ultimatums, diplomacy and a trip to Graceland as Trump eyes a deal with Iran. Oil falls and shares rebound after Trump says talks have been held to end war. US and Iran's options for ending the war narrow the longer it goes on. Could Iranian missiles reach London and Paris? US weight loss drug makers slash prices and fight to win customers. What happened in the seconds before Air Canada plane crashed at LaGuardia? How the deadly LaGuardia airport crash unfolded? Stop, stop, stop! Listen to LaGuardia control tower audio during collision. Watch inside Palestinian homes attacked by settlers. Gold steadies amid mixed signals on US-Iran de-escalation efforts. Oil prices climb over 2% as Iran reviews US proposal to end war. US oil prices rise as investors assess Middle East de-escalation. UK authorizes military to board Russian shadow fleet tankers. Gold rises on de-escalation hopes despite Iran's tough rhetoric against the US. Trump to hit Iran harder if Tehran does not accept defeat, White House says. Residents and wildlife along Mexico's coast bear the brunt of Pemex oil spill. Oil prices drop 2% as Iran considers U.S. proposal to end war. U.S. tracking closely how to get oil tankers through Strait of Hormuz. White House says Puig Estee Lauder families weigh stake balancing options for potential merger report.